And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. You can also join us on our Facebook page located at GRN South and Central TX. Hit that like button so you can follow everything that we're doing, everything on our page. And I'll tell you, it's exciting to have new Facebook people join our group page. We love it. We monitor it. So join that. I want to thank everyone listening, tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in good old San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. Now, on this program, as you know, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, different ministries and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, this is a special program because this is our last program of the year. And, when we meet again on In His Vineyard, it's going to be next year. So we're going to talk about what's happening today. And that's the 2026, that sounds weird, 2026 car raffle. This is our soft launch day. As of today, we're getting tickets delivered to the studio. We already had our first purchase and it's exciting. We're going to be talking about that. And joining me alongside here for the show is Sean Rice, our VP of Mission Development. And you know what, Sean, let's just say hi real quick. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gordy. It's so awesome being here on the program with you. Can't believe it's been many years since I was in the hot seat, if you will. Hear that intro music, to be here joining you to talk about some of the highlights of 2025 in this past year, where Guadalupe Radio Network celebrated its 25th anniversary, to talk about the things that are going to be going on going into 2026, and just recapping, some of the things that we want our listeners tuning in right now to know about. It's going to be great, Gordy. And here we are, the third week of Advent. We are still in this in the season of expectation, in this waiting to celebrate the birth of our Lord. But as we do in all things, let's get the program started in prayer. What do you say?
You know exactly how this show goes because you did it for so long. But also want to let our listeners know, during this hour, we're going to talk about, the Sin River Cruise that you're going to be on. We're going to talk about GRN merch that I'm wearing, my nice little hat right now, and you can get everything at 25% off. We just heard a PSA from Dave and Sissel, so we want to talk about that. And lastly, the GRN Academy. But before we begin our conversation, let's get today's program started the way we do all things, like you said, and that's in prayer. And remember, as we pray, ask the Lord to make His will known to you and for the grace to accomplish His will in loving obedience. Let's also pray for our Archdiocese, Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Onick, Bishop Arturo Cepeda, and also our priests, deacons, seminarians, nuns, and all religious. And of course, for our country, and we ask that you pray for the GRN. Let's start in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just like that, we are off and running on In His Vineyard. I have so many people to thank, our volunteers, for our last Share-a-thon, the Christmas Share-a-thon. It was a huge success. Giving the gift of faith was our theme. And I'll tell you what, there was a lot of giving, and that helped us to achieve that 100% of our goal. We hit 100% of our goal. I want to thank everyone who volunteered at all of the call centers nationwide. I mean, we went out across the airwaves all week, Monday through Friday. We hit our goal on Friday, and you know what? It was through the generous offerings and generous pledges, either monthly or one time, that were given during that week. And again, because of you, we're able to keep the airwaves Catholic, keep Catholic radio on the airwaves. And what a blessing it is, because the GRN, we're at 48 stations nationwide, a potential reach of 32 million. It's incredible to see this growth, to see this apostolate that's, you know, an extension of the pulpit, from what Deacon Mike has told us. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be here, but we're blessed to be here because of you. And so with that said, I want to say, you know, thank you to everyone out there. And thank you for all who pledged to help us hit that 100% of our goal. And also just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, because we are in the third week of Advent. And what an exciting time it is, because, you know, Jesus is coming. And every year we look forward to it. There's 4 weeks of Advent. Our Lady of Grace yesterday, we lit the third candle. Next week, He will be here. It'll be the fourth week of Advent. But I also want to tell you about stuff that is coming up. The Salesian Sisters, want to make sure that I give them a shout out, because we love our Salesian Sisters over at the Provincial House. They're going to have what's called Posada Salesiana. Posada Salesiana. And it's going to be December 20th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon over at the Salesian Sisters Provincial House. And if you're wondering where that's at, it's at 6019 Buena Vista Street, right here in San Antonio, 78237. For any questions, please contact them directly. Or you could email DMA, that's DMA, at SalesianSistersWest.org. Love supporting the Salesian Sisters every year. And, you know, like I said, today is the official car raffle soft launch day, and I'm joined alongside here in the studio by Sean Rice, our Vice President of Mission Development. And Sean, let's officially get into car raffle. This is exciting.
It's super exciting, Gordy. I got to tell you, you know, every year for, you know, I've been with GRN now coming up on 5 years, believe it or not. And this is one of the most, one of the funnest times, one of the most exciting times that we get to participate and interact, and, you know, with the many volunteers, the many parishes lend their support in opening up their parishes and allowing us to come in and do parish sale events, right? So just to kind of give everybody an idea, so this year we are going to be raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. It is a luxury, you know, compact SUV. It's stylish, it's comfortable, and practical for everyday life. Your tickets, you know, these tickets will be sold from now until February 16th, and one providential winner will be announced on February 20th. So again, plenty of time. And the reason we do this, of course, it's a great way to support that mission of evangelization of the GRN, where we continue keeping our radio and digital airwaves Catholic, of course. But it's also a great time leading up to Christmas, right? You know, again, here we are still in the season of Advent. People are still considering what gifts to get. You know, tickets are only $25 each, or you can purchase five tickets for $100 and increase those chances of winning. But not to mention, they make great and excellent stocking stuffers. You know, could you imagine stuffing a Christmas card, stuffing a stocking or something like that with a potential winning ticket? Ooh. I mean, what type of blessing, you know, could you impart on somebody? I mean, and that's, you know, a great segue into, you know, the part and portion of the car raffle I like to talk about, and that's the pay it forward option.
I love
right?
it.
Not only can you purchase your own tickets, but you can pay it forward and purchase a ticket for your parish priest, you know, for a seminarian or a religious, teacher, a first responder, or a family member. We all know somebody who's driving around, you know, possibly in a vehicle that is well past its prime, and a vehicle that, you know, can certainly, you know, be replaced. And, you know, what better way to pass along that blessing? We've got a goal. We started that pay it forward, you know, part of it, you know, just a couple of years ago, and we've set a goal for about 1,000 pay it forward tickets. So I'm asking everyone tuning in, you can go online at grnonline.com. You know, check out the information on the vehicle. We've got the vehicle specs on there. Yep. We've got all the official rules, you know, of the contest there for you too. Unfortunately, we can't win it, Gordy, but how awesome. Awesome would that be if we got a chance once again to announce the winner from our area? I've had that great blessing to be able to do that. You've had that great blessing to be able to do that. And again, it all starts today. Tickets are going to be on hand. We've got, of course, the text option. Text the word raffle. That's RAFFLE. Text the word raffle to 345-345. You'll receive a link to purchase your tickets online. It's safe. It's secure. And like I said, it's super fun and exciting. And Gordy's going to talk about more, later on in the program as to, how you plan on executing this awesome campaign. But yeah, just a great way to do that. So help us out with that. Pay it forward. Bless somebody that with the opportunity to possibly win this awesome vehicle and sporting. You know, I'd like a chance to maybe drive this vehicle too. I mean, if you win, Gordy and I would love the opportunity to, you know, take a spin for it, with you. But yeah, give us a little bit of love, a little bit of support, and not to mention, pass on that blessing to someone that you know for sure.
Yeah, and the great thing is you mentioned the pay it forward ticket. 2 years ago, not last year, year before, our winner came from South and Central Texas. Mm-hmm. And guess what? She had bought a pay it forward ticket for her husband, for her son, mm-hmm. for her priest.
Yeah.
And the one that popped up was for her husband. Incredible. And they were like, I can't believe it. But like she said, the Lord does incredible things. And it was that pay it forward ticket that actually won the vehicle right here from South Texas. And man, that was a great call to make when I had the privilege to call them and say, you won the vehicle. They just could not believe it. But, I'll be out at parishes. I'm going to talk about this. We're kicking off the new year really quickly because the first week that we have our car raffle going on, I will be at St. Anthony Mary Claret. That's going to kick off car raffle here in South and Central Texas. St. Anthony Mary Claret is a beautiful, beautiful parish. I'll be out there selling tickets on the 3rd and 4th of the new year. So that's January 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be out there. It's going to be a privilege to be out there. I'll be doing a pulpit talk at the end of each mass announcing, the fact that we are selling tickets. But, our first ticket was already sold today. Somebody in Dallas already texted the word raffle to 345-345. They got us on the board and got that first ticket. Yeah. So, there's still, I don't know how many we've sold thus far, but you could always text the word raffle to 345-345 and get your ticket. Now, when you purchase at that $100 level, like Sean was just talking about, you get an extra ticket free.
Yeah.
So you get five tickets for $100. Don't just buy one for $25. If you've got five people that you want to stocking stuff these tickets in, you can buy five for $100 or 10 for $200. I mean, it's that easy, but give somebody a chance. Like Sean said, that you may know somebody whose car is on the last leg and they are in desperate need of a new car. This is a great way to get them what they're asking for, what they're praying for. All you got to do is visit grnonline.com. You could also do that and /raffle. I'm in the site right now. It's alive. It's active. And you can go in there if you were sitting at your desk or at home on your home computer. But the easiest way, Sean, everybody has a cell phone. Text the word raffle to 345-345. And don't forget to get that pay it forward ticket. That's the best thing you could do right now. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We're going to keep talking about car raffle and some other things that we have coming up. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
This is Donnie Romano from the Teach the Faith series. If you're still looking for the perfect gift and the best way to support Catholic Radio on the GRN, then now's your chance. As the GRN will be raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in Night Black for just $25 a ticket or $100 for five. Come Friday, February 20th, the winning ticket for this beautiful car will be drawn. To purchase tickets, just go to grnonline.com/raffle or text raffle to 345-345.
Many years ago in France in the 1100s, there was a great saint, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, who worked hard to reform the church with the division of those times. Saint Bernard often spoke of the three comings of Christ, appropriate for our Advent preparation. He reminded us that there was a joy when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Joy to the world, let heaven and nature sing. Second, the saint speaks to Jesus present to us today. Do we see Jesus in the events and people around us each day? Saint Bernard then points to the coming that is ahead of us, the final glory, the resurrection and last day. With that to look forward to, why do we worry about matters so much? For today, share your joy. Be present to see Christ among us and stop worrying. This has been a bit of Catholic encouragement from Michael Gisondi.
For 25 years, Guadalupe Radio Network has shared the hope and joy of the gospel with countless souls. Now you can celebrate this milestone with us. Visit grnonline.com/shop to find discounted exclusive anniversary items, shirts, caps and visors, a Made in Italy commemorative rosary, and more. Every purchase helps continue our mission of evangelization in South and Central Texas. Shop today at grnonline.com/shop. And welcome back, everyone, to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas. We are so happy, so very happy that you joined us on this hour where we're talking about, I'll let that music die down a little bit. Well, we're talking about car raffle. Today is the official launch, December 15th of our 2026 car raffle. And, you know, Sean and I were talking here during the break. This car is beautiful. Its interior is macchiato beige. And its exterior is called Night Black. And this is a 2026 GLB 250W. I tell you, you're going to want to take a look at this car. It's on our website, grnonline.com/raffle. You could go through there and see everything that we're talking about. But Sean, what an exciting time. All the offices are receiving their physical tickets, right? But you could always go in there, like we just sold our first ticket this morning in Dallas. That person texts the word raffle to 345-345, and lo and behold, they got their ticket. Now, I don't know if that was a regular ticket, 5 for $100, or a pay it forward ticket, 5 for $100, but it was a ticket, and it got us off the on the rails.
What's interesting is the fact that we always look forward to that first ticket being sold, and then B, the very last ticket sold. And we're always, discussing amongst ourselves, where's it going to come from? You know, how's that going to look? But that first one came in online, from the North Texas area. You know, one thing I got to say, Gordy, is I absolutely love this car raffle because everyone wins, right? Yep. The winner, gets a great vehicle and is supporting the Guadalupe Radio Network's mighty mission of evangelization through radio and digital media. What a fun surprise, to be able to tuck this into a Christmas card or a stocking. Imagine getting that call that you've won a brand new Mercedes. Now, what a blessing that would be. And again, folks, when you are supporting in this manner, you're helping someone else, you know, hear exactly what they need to hear, when they need it most. You know, you're supporting that great mission of evangelization, you know, keeping our airwaves, radio airwaves and digital airwaves, you know, Catholic, you know, with this content that you've come to learn and depend on and have grown to love. So it's very special. Once again, tickets are only $25 each, or you can purchase 5 tickets for $100, increasing those chances of winning. It's awesome. This is actually what we call the soft launch. And, you know, most people think, that's what in the world is a soft launch? You know, what is that? Well, what that means is as the different markets are receiving their car raffle items, you know, signs, banners, table stands, you know, things of that nature, tickets, and all that good stuff. Well, our official launch will take place with our official car raffle kickoff show on January 2nd. But right now, this is where, in fact, we are putting the information out there so you can prepare and maybe give these out as gifts, you know, for the upcoming Christmas holiday. And of course, it's also an excellent time, you know, for our army of volunteers to start reaching out to, you know, to Gordy here in South Central Texas. I mean, it takes so many people to ensure the success of this annual campaign. Indeed. I know you've got a great group of volunteers, Gordy, that love helping out. A lot of times, yep, people, you know, reach out to you and say, hey, I'd like to, you know, be part of this. I'd love to sell, you know, 25 tickets. I'd love to sell, you know, 50, 100 tickets, whatever the case might be. And, you know, we are so welcoming of that. So I'm going to say out here on the air, if you're tuning in right now in South and Central Texas, you know, the stations here is San Antonio, Marble Falls, Kerrville, Uvalde, and Fredericksburg. Hey, reach out to Gordy, you know, give him a, you know, give him a holler, you know, give him a ring. You can also email him. His email is gordon@grnonline.com and say, look, I can sell 15 tickets on his behalf. I can sell 25 tickets on his behalf. And, you know, be part of this outstanding, you know, effort and campaign in helping support your local station. Again, I have the great blessing of being able to chat with everybody in all the markets as VP of Mission Development for GRN. But, you know, it's something special in particular to South Central Texas for me, because having been, you know, the general manager for South Central Texas, I know I relied so heavily on that army of volunteers that
it's
were so
an army.
Absolutely. Oh, and it's fun. It's exciting, as I mentioned. And it all helps, you know, further this great mission of evangelization here in the local area. You know, a lot of times, like Gordy mentioned, he's going to kick off next year, being at several different parishes. If you'd like to help them with those parish sales, you know, at your parish, give them a holler. But yeah, what a beautiful way to do this. Now, keep in mind that every ticket purchased, you know, you're not just entering for a chance to win, you know, this beautiful vehicle, but you very much are supporting this mighty mission of evangelization, ensuring that we continue keeping these airwaves, you know, faithfully Catholic. So again, I know we've got other things that we want to talk to, but please visit grnonline.com for all the information on the vehicle. We've got the official rules there. We've got information on the vehicle specs. As Gordy mentioned, this is a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black with the Macchiato interior. Man, if I keep going, my car salesman, you know, days are going to come back to me, and I'm going to start talking about this thing like crazy. I'm going to want to do a virtual walk around on this thing. But yeah, give us a call, folks. You know, if you're interested in that. Our phone number here at the office is 210-579-9844. And I know Gordy would love the opportunity to visit with you. Emails will go out, reminder emails. And again, that the website to visit is grnonline.com.
Yeah, don't be afraid to call us. And if you want to call me and say, hey, Gordy, I want to help you out. I can do this at my parish. What a great help that would be. There's only one of me. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to be at St. Anthony Mary Claret Saturday. I start with the vigil mass on Saturday, and I'm there for all masses. So it'll be Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th over at St. Anthony Mary Claret. The next week, I'll be at Blessed Sacrament on the 10th and 11th. I'll tell you, these two parishes and the third one, which is St. Joseph Honey Creek on the 17th and 18th, these three parishes are boom daddy parishes. And I'll tell you what, they support the Guadalupe Radio Network like I've never seen. And so we like to start with those three. If you're out there listening and you'd like us to go to your parish, like St. Bonaventure is always a great place to go as well, call me. Or you could email me, gordon@grnonline.com. I'm easy to find. Or you could always, you know, send me a text on my cell phone, 210-865-0043, or call me on my my work, my office number, 210-579-9844. There's lots of ways that you can get in touch with me, but I'm really looking to increase that army of volunteers. You know, we've got a steady army that comes out every year to help out. And, you know, like my niece, Kristen, she just came by and dropped off some peanut butter treats for the office. And, you know, Kristen and my sister, Laura Carroll, my wife, Patty, they all help out in a big way. Like Dennis and Jack, who's out there. And, you know, it's always it's so appreciative. I appreciate all the help that we get. So, like I said, if you are at a parish that you would like us to go to, we could, or you'd like to volunteer to be that parish ambassador that's out there at the parish selling tickets, it's so easy. When people walk up, they'll tell you, they know about it. Give me 5 for $100. Give me 10 for $200. And they fill out their little form, their ticket, give it back to you, and you remind them that we are going to have our drawing for the car on February 20th so that they know when to tune in. It's so exciting. That day, February 20th, will be here very, very quickly, and it's an exciting day, and I can't wait to hear who the winner is going to be this year, what parish they're from. And it's neat because during the parish sales, when I get up there for the pulpit talk to announce what I'm doing there, why I'm there, you know, I always say, hey, and don't forget a pay it forward ticket. And you might want to buy a pay it forward ticket for your pastor, Father Johnson Lay, or Father Chris Munoz. And everybody laughs, right? Because they know that if Father Chris won or Father Johnson won, they would donate it back to the parish. And, you know, it's such a great thing, but there's also deacons out there. There's seminarians out there. There's nuns. You can buy a pay it forward ticket for anybody you'd like. It could be somebody, you know, serving in the military. It could be somebody at your parish who's in need. But that pay it forward ticket, ever since it came out, has been an incredible blessing for the Guadalupe Radio Network, because lo and behold, I didn't know so many people love paying it forward, which, you know, when you think about, hey, a brand new car, you know, that's worth north of $40,000 for $125, that's not a bad deal. And so we want you to make sure that, I want to make sure you know where I'm at. I'll be posting it on Facebook. That's why I encourage everybody to join our Facebook group. That way you can see where I'm gonna be, and you could hit our Facebook page at GRN South and Central TX. That's where you'll find us, and that's where you'll follow us to see where the latest and greatest is in regards to the car raffle. So I know we're gonna go to a little break here pretty soon, but Sean, what an exciting time! You know, we've already sold our first ticket. We're on the air. We're blasting out there that car raffle has started. The official matter of fact, while we were talking, our tickets just delivered.
Yeah.
The guy looked in the studio like, hey, there's nobody else here. Who do I deliver them to? So I had to go out there while Sean was talking, and Sean could talk. So I just was like, keep talking. But no, they are here. Our banners are here that we're going to have out there. They have a QR code on the banner. So if you're out at the parish and, you know, you don't want to stand in line, hit that QR code or just text the word raffle to 345-345.
That's right. You know, and in fact, if you own a business, you know, a lot of times, you know, we've done live broadcasts from certain businesses. If you own a business, you'd like us to come out there and, you know, broadcast live, promote your business, you know, maybe offer up, you know, a gift card or something like that, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, huge or anything like that. But we'd love to come out there and use, you know, your to promote your business, sell raffle tickets, you know, on the air.
Like that. Zito's.
That's right. You know, Mr. Brad Zito out there, he's always been so supportive of what we do. Axe Missions, you know, we broadcast from their store.
That's right.
Little Flower Bookstore, we've been out there before. But yeah, again, this is just a great way to come together to support a wonderful cause and give someone this opportunity. Like you said, you know, we've got this pay it forward element to it. Bless somebody else. Be a blessing for somebody else, especially here in this, you know, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas. These things, you know, raffle tickets make great stocking stuffers and, you know, card insert. I mean, it's going to be awesome. But, you know, there's a lot of other great things going on right now. I do know that we're going to take a quick break. That music means that we are going to go to our second break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more of some of the things that you can look forward to that GRN is, you know, is providing for the benefit of all those tuning in. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
look at what we have here. If it's not a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black, looks like I'll need a bigger red sack.
There's no need to steal. Let your heart heal. Just text RAFFLE to 345-345.
But what will it cost me?
$25 for one ticket or $100 for five will help keep Catholic radio alive.
Deal. I'll buy one for everyone in Whoville.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Guadalupe Radio Network in South and Central Texas. We pray that you and your family enjoy the Advent season and reflect on all the many ways the Lord has been good to you and yours throughout the year. May the Lord continue to abundantly bless you, your family, and loved ones. And may the Lord continue to bless the Guadalupe Radio Network in 2026. Keep Christ in Christmas and Viva Cristo Rey.
Hey, Cecil, do you know how we get a hold of that guy with that cool French accent?
I have no idea.
Hello there!
Whoa, where did you come from?
I'm here to let everyone know that the first deck of the Seine River cruise boat is sold out. So if you're planning on going next April with your GRN friends, you need to sign up now. This pilgrimage includes stops in Lisieux, Paris, Rouen, Normandy, and so much more. Visit grnonline.com for more information.
Wow, thank you, random Frenchman.
How did he know that? Oh, he's gone.
All right, welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in here at the bottom of the hour, you're listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We are so happy right now. Today is a very special day. I'm joined alongside here by our very own Sean Rice, Vice President of Mission Development. He's helping me to create this excitement, this incredible excitement regarding our car raffle. That's the whole meaning of today, to tell you about car raffle, the launch today. We just got our tickets. They just walked in right now, 10 minutes ago. But you know, tickets have already started to sell on grnonline.com/raffle and on, you know, by texting the word raffle to 345-345. That person out there that put us on the board today knew they were getting that first ticket and they were excited. I'm sure many, many, many have sold and more hopefully are going to sell, Sean, during this hour, because I don't know how to create more excitement than to talk about car raffle, Advent, the River Cruise, the Academy. There's so much to talk about. We're going to try to squeeze it in the next 30 minutes because you're going on a big trip next year as well.
No, I am, Gordy. And this is, you know, what's interesting is I get the chance to be a part of, you know, a lot of the great and many things, and invite those who support the Guadalupe Radio Network to be part of these great and many things, right? We just got done spending, you know, half the first part of the program talking about car raffle and the importance of it and the great excitement, as you said, that it is. You know, folks can purchase a raffle ticket and, you know, provide this great blessing for somebody by paying it forward. And of course, you know, in the support of this car raffle campaign, which we've been doing now for, I think, like 17 years or so. But all those, you know, it goes to support this mighty mission of the Guadalupe Radio Network to, again, help keep these digital and radio airwaves Catholic, right? But one thing that we're also right, part of, and we're cutting a lot of time off on this thing, because in 2026, April of 2026, you're right, we're going to be celebrating La Promesa Foundation's 30th anniversary. So La Promesa Foundation is the parent organization of Guadalupe Radio Network, celebrating 30 years next year. And we are going to set sail and, ooh, you know, and cruise down the Seine River in France. So we're going to be gliding and cruising on the Seine River cruise pilgrimage next year, April 22nd through the 30th. And I bring this up because, again, we're going to be anchors away in no time at all. And more importantly, you know, deadline to register for this cruise is January 22nd, I want to say. So again, people think that because the cruise and pilgrimage, and when I say cruise, you know, keep in mind, folks, this isn't, you know, going out on the Atlantic Atlantic Ocean or anything like that. We're talking about a very intimate setting here, you know, a river cruise pilgrimage on the gentle waters of the Seine River, you know, gliding and taking in the views and sights of France, you know, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, taking in, you know, the sites of the shrines, you know, the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris, you know, Sacré-Cœur, you know, the basilica dedicated to the Sacred Heart in Paris. And of course, you know, sites like Lisieux and Rouen. Rouen was the site where Saint Joan of Arc was actually, you know, tried and put to, she was martyred there, put to the stake and, you know, set ablaze for her witness. I mean, my goodness, there's going to be so many places that we get to be part of together. This is an invitation, not just on a trip or a vacation, but a true pilgrimage of faith. And remember, you know, these earthly pilgrimages that we get a chance to participate in are but, you know, just a small glimpse into the true pilgrimage of what, you know, this life here on earth is. It's a pilgrimage toward heaven, right? Our true home. But in the meantime, as we get to experience these pilgrimages and such, and in this case, the Seine River Cruise pilgrimage through France, you're going to walk and worship, and mass will be offered at these sites where these, you know, powerful saints.
Incredible.
Lived and walked. I mean, we're talking about places where, you know, Saint Therese of Lisieux, you know, the little flower, you know, as I mentioned, Saint Joan of Arc, and the list goes on and on. We will be spending time at the Chapel of the Miraculous Medal, where Our Lady, you know, presented, you know, to Saint Catherine Labouré, you know, the Miraculous Medal. And not to mention, we're going to be visiting the sacred grounds of the Normandy beaches, where so much sacrifice what was there, you know, sacrifices for liberty and freedom were made. We're also going to take in the Palace of Versailles, where we really can see, you know, just the great beauty that always lends itself to the greater glory, you know, glorification of our Lord. So again, you can visit, you know, the website once more, grnonline.com/cruise, or if you just go to grnonline.com, check out the events tab, and you'll see, you know, all the information, you know, regarding the Seine River Cruise Pilgrimage. But like I said, I mean, we're going to be anchors away before you know it. You got to secure your spot now. Cabins are filling up. The upper deck has been sold out.
It's sold out.
Yeah, the upper deck is.
The upper deck.
Yeah, the upper deck is. So there's still space available. And we're looking to fill this thing up, you know, with those who like, love, and just absolutely, you know, are so in on the Guadalupe Radio Network. You are going to be, you know, we're not sailing or pilgrimaging, you know, with strangers. I mean, this very much is, you know, an event for the GRN family.
That's right.
So if you got the time, you've got the resources, and this is maybe something of, you know, some sort of bucket list item. I mean, I can't think but a better way to spend your time amongst fellow Catholics. You know, we're going to be celebrating a mass, you know, as I mentioned, on the holy sites, but not to mention this pilgrimage cruise. All right. The ship itself, the vessel is the, HSS or MSS Renoir. You can go online. It's a luxury liner. Again, the capacity is only 80 people, so it's not like you're going to be, you know, just overwhelmed with the crowds or anything like that. But you're going to celebrate mass, you know, on board. There will be a chapel, you know, for adoration, and you're going to be able to chat with Father Sam Medley, who's going to be joining us. Debbie Giorgiani, who a lot of people know from her time on Take Two with Debbie and Jerry. She's also co-host with Adam Bly on The Spirit World, which people just absolutely love listening to. Dave Palmer. And of course, you know, I mean, Ms. Toya Hall, our founder.
Toya Hall's
on it. Founders of La Promesa Foundation herself. We get a chance to interact with all of these individuals. And again, just grow in our own relationship with each other and share this, you know, wonderful experience. So
Father Sam?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please go to grnonline.com. Click on the events tab, Seine River Cruise Pilgrimage. Again, you got to register now. Lock that in. What a perfect, you know, gift this may be for somebody else out there. But grnonline.com/cruise. This is going to be put on by Select International Tours, who happens to be the organization that really started this whole pilgrimage idea, right? Most often, you know, when you go to a place and you take a pilgrimage, I mean, you're packing up, depending on your itinerary, you know, you're packing up, you know, every other day, you know, loading up, leaving a hotel, going to another hotel. But on this pilgrimage cruise, I mean, everything everything is basically there. I mean, we're going to be cruising down the gentle waters of the Seine, again, taking in the views and sights and stop, you know, and making our stops at these holy sites.
How easy is that?
It's going to be awesome, Gordy, and I'm looking forward to being part of it. This cruise will take place April 22nd through the 30th of next year, but you got to register, you know, and have this thing, you know, locked in.
Lock it
by
down.
By January 22nd, so no time to waste on that. I'd love to see and visit with everybody, you know, out there. I know there's a lot of people tuning in across the South Central Texas listening area. I know there's so many of you who have been part of this, you know, Guadalupe Radio Network journey, not just for the 25 years, but especially, you know, for the 18 years that we've been broadcasting here in San Antonio. And of course, you know, the many years, you know, in Fredericksburg, Uvalde, Marble Falls, and Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
So this is going to be super awesome. Again, not just a vacation, but a pilgrimage, a Catholic pilgrimage designed to deepen your faith while visiting these sacred and historic places. Notre Dame Cathedral, Sacré-Cœur Basilica, dedicated, you know, consecrated to the Sacred Heart, the Miraculous Metal Chapel, the Basilica of the Little Flower, Rouen, Normandy. I mean, on and on. So reserve your place now, folks. Again, we want to lead souls close to Christ, and we want to grow closer in this faith journey with each and every one of you.
And guess who else is going to be on this cruise? The winner from our Share-a-thon.
That's right.
Of the pilgrimage.
Yeah, we still got to draw that, in fact. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We do. So there may be a lot of folks out there waiting in South and Central Texas. Well, this is nationwide. So that winner is going to be announced. So you're going to be able to talk to them. And, you know, it could come from Washington, D.C. It could come from Alabama. They could come from Texas, San Antonio, but that person for for Share-a-thon, Christmas Share-a-thon, who contributed at that Archangel level, had their name entered one time. If you were a Seraphim donor at 5,000, you got your name entered four times into the drawing. So we had some Seraphims that came through in a big way. The name is going to be drawn, and that is going to be for a trip for two. So hang tight, because we're going to deliver that name and let you know. But if you choose to go on this river cruise down the Seine River, you're going to be able to talk to them, and they're going to be there. You want to make this it's 80 cabins available, right, Sean? So
yeah.
It's going to be 160 people there, all Catholic. And you're going to be like on a moving church.
Yeah.
Because Father Sam Medley's going to be there.
A floating sanctuary.
There you go. A floating sanctuary. And if you take that extension to Lourdes, that's even going to, man, that's going to be great. That's April 30th through May 3rd. So I think you mentioned that too. Debbie Giorgiani, our foundress, Toya Hall. I mean, this is going to be an incredible, incredible cruise. And you, I can't wait to hear back from you on how it went. But you do want to go into grnonline.com and hit the events tab, as Sean was saying, and you'll see Guadalupe Radio Seine River Cruise. There you can see all the information. You can register. You can put your deposit. I mean, it's all there for you. While you're in our site and you take a look at, you know, the car that we're raffling, that beautiful, beautiful 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 for car raffle, buy some merchandise. We have merchandise that we have for sale. It's 25% off today. You can go in there. I'm wearing this nice GRN ball cap. We do have beautiful, beautiful shirts that you can choose from, and also tote bags. There's a commemorative rosary in there. I mean, there is all kinds of stuff that we are offering. And this is all coming from our 25th anniversary. We're still in 2025. We're celebrating 25 years at the Guadalupe Radio Network. And as you can see, we have so much going on. It's incredible. We have to deliver an hour show to deliver everything. And we haven't even started talking about the GRN Academy, Sean.
That's right. You know, GRN Academy is an initiative of the Guadalupe Radio Network, created to educate our listeners and supporters on the foundational concepts of the Catholic Church. You know, GRN provides the structure and framework to offer short courses covering the philosophical, theological, and practical aspects of Catholicism. We completed our first session back in September timeframe. Well, that was when it started, was in the September. Our second session will begin January. But after this final break, we're going to talk more about the GRN Academy and also, talk about things, such as Advent, upcoming Christmas, and things to look forward in 2026. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is Donnie Romano from the Teach the Faith series. If you're still looking for the perfect gift and the best way to support Catholic Radio on the GRN, then now's your chance, as the GRN will be raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black for just $25 a ticket or $100 for five. Come Friday, February 20th, the winning ticket for this beautiful car will be drawn. To purchase tickets, just go to grnonline.com/raffle or text raffle to 345-345.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 15th. Today we celebrate Blessed Mary Frances Xervier. She came from a family of some means, but Blessed Mary Frances Xervier spent her life serving God's poor, sick, and aged. Born in Germany in 1819, she ran the family household at age 16, following the death of her mother and her two older sisters. In her mid-20s, she became a secular Franciscan. At age 26, she and four companions established a religious community devoted to caring for the poor. The Sisters of the Poor of St. Francis were formally approved in 1851. In less than a decade, they had a foundation in the United States. Mother Frances, as she was called, first visited the U.S. in 1863, working alongside her sisters to nurse soldiers wounded in the Civil War. She returned a few years later to oversee the foundation of several hospitals. Her sisters continued to operate hospitals and homes for the aged around the world. In our day, and often throughout the ages, the sick, the poor, the aged, have often been regarded as useless members of society. Blessed Mary Frances and people motivated by her ideals remind us of the God-given dignity of every human being.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
La Promesa Foundation, the parent company of the Guadalupe Radio Network, is celebrating their 30-year anniversary. Get involved in the celebration by coming on a Seine River cruise from April 22nd to the 30th, 2026. Cruise along the Seine with Father Sam Medley and David Georgiani and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice from the GRN. Stops include Rouen, Normandy Beaches, Lisieux and Paris with an optional extension to Lourdes. Visit grnonline.com to register today. Bon voyage!
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas. And, this hour is flying by. We've covered a lot of topics. Most importantly, car raffle. And so we're going to, we're going to talk about car raffle at the very end, but I want to continue my conversation with Sean Rice, our Vice President of Mission Development, because we're talking about GRN Academy. There's so much to talk about, Sean, but GRN Academy, that is the first session ended, and I believe, according to Ray, Dr. Ray, our Dr. Ray, it was a very big success.
It was. There's so many different ways that we try to, spread the gospel, right? Teach the teachings of the church. And we've got some folks as part of the GRN family that, they teach. These are professors, like you said, Dr. Ray Lopez, our very own Dr. Ray, he has taught for several years and decades, on philosophy, on physics, and all sorts of stuff, right? So he's teaching a course right now on Aristotle's metaphysics, in fact. And I got to tell you, so the course title for him this coming up session, beginning on January 24th is his first day of class. This is The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. Now, the course overview, pretty interesting stuff here because he breaks it down. You're not this philosophical mind, and I got to tell you, I took his introduction to Aristotle in the first session.
Oh, that's right, you did.
And I, by no means, am one of these, collegiate types, right? These scholarly types. But I tell you what, he's got a a special way of being able to simplify things and help you understand. But in this course interview, you know, it's Aristotle's glimpse of God. Now, keep in mind, Aristotle was a pagan, right? But in this course, it's going to introduce you to Aristotle's Metaphysics, a foundational text in Western philosophy that explores being, substance, causality, and the divine intellect. Yeah. Over 7 weeks, you know, students will examine, key books. And also, these are going to help you understand Aristotle's inquiry into being, right? And how it becomes the framework for Catholic theology and metaphysics. Keep in mind, the great philosopher, the great Catholic philosopher too, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, took quite a bit of what he learned from, Aristotle and whatnot. And it develops into this, framework for Catholic theology. And St. Thomas Aquinas, of course, known as one of the greatest philosophers, that we've seen. And of course, the Catholic Church can claim him, for her own.
And Dave Palmer is so well versed.
Yeah. Well, So this here is for Dr. Ray, who's going to be doing this. But you bring up, Dave Palmer. I mean, Dave Palmer, he's been teaching St. Thomas Aquinas' Summa Theologica, for some time. That's what he taught in the first session. In this second session, his class will begin on Monday, January 19th, and this is on the dignity of the human person made to God's image. Now, his course interview or overview is, the human person is an amazing, unique, and rather complicated creature. We are composed of both body and spirit and soul, made to the image and likeness of God with the nature assumed by God himself at the incarnation. This is a live interactive course where they will discuss St. Thomas Aquinas' treatise on human nature from the Summa Theologica, at a time when the human person is under attack on many fronts. And it's so true. Culture today, you know, we speak so much about the culture of death and how prevalent it is these days. You hear about, the terrorist attacks yesterday in Australia. Hear about the persecutions going on in Nigeria. You talk about, the culture war, the war on life here in our own country, we still debate and, are talking about, abortion and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Well, Dave is going to talk very much about, the dignity of the human person made to God's image. I love talking about this next one. So this next course that's going to be available on the GRN Academy, again, you can go to grnonline.com/academy to learn about all this. But we are talking about the spring session that's going to be starting January of 2026. Registration is open right now. $25 registration fee for each course that you sign up for. You can sign up for as many courses as you like. $149 for high quality courses. Just like this one here, I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Oh, yeah.
So many of our listeners have come to know Dr. Carlo Broussard through his, when he is the guest there on Catholic Answers Live. Heard every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, he's going to be teaching a course, Meeting the Protestant Challenge. All right? Ooh. Meeting the Protestant Challenge. So Protestants challenge Catholics in many ways. Sometimes the challenge takes the form of, where's that in the Bible? But other times they object to a particular Catholic belief because they think a Bible passage contradicts it. For example, how can the Catholic Church teach that Mary was a perpetual virgin when the Bible says that Jesus had brothers? In this short course, Carlo walks through the most common Bible passages that Protestants commonly use to challenge Catholic beliefs and how to respond. I mean, I'm telling you, Dr. Carlo Broussard, very well-known Catholic apologist, teaching you a 7-week course at 50 minutes, basically just under an hour per class. Yeah. This is great stuff, all right? This is absolutely great stuff. But again, you got to go to grnonline.com/academy for all the info. And the last course I want to talk about is by Julie Carrick. So Julie Carrick, right, many of you know, hosts the GRN program, We Sing Our Faith, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. The purpose of this class, it's a step-by-step class to help you put your personal journey of faith into words. Discover how your unique life story reveals God's work and love. And three, it's a class to help you reflect, write, and share the ways God has worked in your life. Again, this is, We Share Our Story is the title of her course. Julie Carrick is during her program, We Sing Our Faith, highlights Catholic artists, music artists that necessarily wouldn't have, you know, a huge platform to be on. But, you know, highlighting, you know, these Catholic artists that, you know, share of their faith so much in, yep. in the words and the lyrics and the music that they write. So again, visit grnonline.com/academy for all that stuff. And with just the remaining, you know, 5 minutes that we've got in the program, Gordy, I do want to just thank all our listeners for the many ways that they support the Guadalupe Radio Network. Here we are in the third week of Advent, where we continue to wait in hopeful expectation, you know, to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Ooh, and here in 2025, I know many of you have had your peaks and valleys of the year, you know, challenges, victories, and whatnot. And I got to tell you, I'm here to tell you that, you know what, as we prepare to celebrate the coming of our Lord in his birth at Christmas, you know, God loves you so much that he sent his son. He took the form, he took our human form on that he may reconcile us to the Father. And again, it's just going to be a beautiful time. Please make sure that you're properly disposed during the season. The season of Advent is a time of preparation. It is a penitential season, right? So I know many parishes out there across the archdiocese, you know, are hosting their, you know, their reconciliation services, you know, contact your parish to find out when your reconciliation service is, or where yep. or what parish within your deanery is hosting a reconciliation service. You know, be properly disposed to receive our Lord. You know, there at the you know at the Christmas vigil or on Christmas Day. And again, Christmas is not the ribbon like a race, you know, it's not the finish line.
Yeah.
All right. Christmas is not exactly. the finish line. It is only the beginning. And here we are, you know, week three of Advent. We still have, you know, next week, the fourth week of Advent, where we will be lighting that fourth candle on our Advent wreath. And then the Christmas season will begin. So until then, a blessed Advent to you, Gordy. This has been fun, man. Thank you.
And same to you. And lastly, the word Advent means arrival. We're waiting for his arrival.
Amen.
God bless everybody out there. Have a great, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2026. Love you guys.
All Catholic, all the time. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Look at what we have here. If it's not a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black, looks like I'll need a bigger red sack.
There's no need to steal. Let your heart heal. Just text RAFFLE to 345-345.
But what will it cost me?
$25 for one ticket or $100 for five will help keep Catholic radio alive.
Deal. I'll buy one for everyone in Whoville.
I had never heard of Guadalupe Network Radio, and I cannot tell you how excited we are to learn about this fabulous radio station. I downloaded the app, and I've been listening since yesterday and today, and I'm just very excited. I'm just so thrilled that we have this wonderful tool in our toolbox to learn more about our Catholic faith. I just can't thank you all enough.
Join us in praying a memorare for families experiencing separation. May they find the inspiration for communication and the appeasement required for forgiveness. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We pray for all your intentions daily. May God bless you.
Hi, this is Chef Dominique. owner of Star Chef Store and proud sponsor of the Guadalupe Radio Network. At Star Chef Store, we provide knife sharpening and knives for culinary professional and at-home chef. Star Chef Store is located at Northwest Military and Worsbach Parkway, and has been in business for 17 years. For more information, our number is 210-600-4211 or visit us at starchefstore.com.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.